The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.
You are tuned to Natural Doc Radio, brought to you by AMT Centers, bringing you health information based on the latest research from respected sources around the world. Learn what you can do to enhance health, strengthen muscles, maximize memory, and energize all the systems of your body. Every day, listen for health information on the latest testing procedures available at AMT centers, as well as the interpretation and action needed based on your test results. Listen for special events at advanced medical testing centers. Tune in. Get healthy. Now, here are your hosts for the hour, Dr. Herb Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutrition counselor.
Good morning, everyone. And welcome to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin. And joining us today on her way to our studio is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Dr. Slavin. Yes, I am at a traffic standstill.
Oh, yeah, it's not moving. Well, that's the storm that I guess is passing through. Is it raining where you are?
Yes, it is.
Still
yes,
raining.
It is.
Well, I want you to know you sound loud and clear.
Okay, well, that's wonderful. I'm happy to hear that.
So, I think the primary theme of this show is just what do we need to know to keep ourselves healthy? You know, how do we avoid the things that make us sick? I think that's, you know, that's what, at least that's what interests me, at least trying to figure out what we need to do to stay healthy, besides eating good food. And we always talk about the dangers to our health, of course, coming from the food supply, because it can be contaminated, environmental toxins, stress. So those, and of course some of the bad habits that people have. But I came across an interesting story. And it has to do with nonstick cookware. You probably have a few thoughts about nonstick cookware.
I have lots of thoughts about nonstick cookware. It's very, very interesting because, number one, they tell you to use a specific non-metal utensil so that you don't make a crease or a scratch in the surface of the Teflon, and the Teflon it does start to leach out when there is a scratch in that surface. The other thing is, when heated, Teflon emits a gas, and so not only are you potentially contaminating the food that's cooking on a scratched Teflon surface, but when you turn the heat on that particular cooking pan, then there is an outgassing that is toxic. Now, there are non-stick substances in cookware available in health food stores. However, the other thing is, if you learn about how to properly heat stainless steel cookware, if you learn about specific cooking techniques, you don't necessarily have to deal with terribly scorched and burnt on food that's left over and supposedly very, very difficult to clean. The truth of the matter is there are very, very easy ways of cleaning those pots and pans that you can learn about, so you don't need nonstick cookware.
Well, the point I'm going to bring up is just how the government and industry protect us from these chemicals. The particular chemical associated with nonstick cookware is known as PFOA, or perfluorooctanoic acid. So that's why they call it PFOA, also known as C8. And it's not just used in nonstick cookware. It's also used in stain and water-repellent clothing. So we need to, after you hear this, I think you'll have to think twice about what you're using. And this product is made by DuPont. And it's one of the ingredients in Teflon. And they've been making this product for over 50 years. And the point of this story I'm about to tell you is that DuPont has been defending the safety of PFOA from the beginning. I think even to this day it's defending the safety. But the truth finally came out. Now, this story is kind of reminiscent of so many other things we've heard about with regard to cigarettes, for example. You know, how long did the tobacco industry say cigarettes are perfectly safe before finally the information leaked out? And it's interesting the steps it took and how many years it took for it to see the light of day. And the way it happened, there was a an attorney that took on the case. And what he did, he took on the case of a, I think it was a farmer, a West Virginia farmer who sold some land, about 66 acres of land, to DuPont in the early 1980s. And this farmer raised livestock on this land. And DuPont wanted the land to use as a landfill. So what happened was, okay, so DuPont has the land. They're putting in their, I guess, their waste products from their factories. And not long after the sale of the land, the owner began noticing that his cattle were acting deranged and developing mysterious ailments. And then more than 150 of his cattle had died. And that's when he contacted the lawyer. So the lawyer takes the case and, you know, makes a claim that, you know, DuPont has done something to the landfill, because the landfill, there's a stream that goes through the landfill, and then downstream is where the cattle would drink the water. So in response to the lawsuit, DuPont says, okay, we're going to, along with the Environmental Protection Agency, we'll conduct a study. And three veterinarians were selected by DuPont, and three were chosen by the EPA to see what's going on with these cattle. So the end of the lawsuit, or the study at least, their report did not find DuPont responsible for the cattle's health problems. They said the culprit instead was poor husbandry, poor nutrition, inadequate veterinary care, and lack of fly control. So they blamed the owner of the cattle. It was all his fault. All of a sudden, of course, it's all his fault. He raised cattle for so many years with no problems. And what a coincidence. Then there was a letter sent by DuPont to the EPA that mentioned a substance found at the landfill that the lawyer had never heard of before. And the substance was PFOA. Okay, they didn't know what that was. And the chemistry expert retained for the case recalled reading about PFOS, another product that was found in Scotchgard. Now, all these products, that F in all these products stands for fluoride. They're all fluorinated products. So since the I couldn't find any information about PFOA, they asked the lawyer asked DuPont to share what it knew about the substance, and the company refused, interestingly. So he went to the courts, and they granted or forced DuPont to share the information. So Now we're into the year 2000, and they sent to the lawyer over 110,000 pages of material about PFOAs. So this is, you know, where he found out that, you know, what PFOAs can do. Now, all along, you know, DuPont, remember, is saying how safe PFOAs, and it's in our cookware and so many other products, stain-resistant carpeting and things like that. So it's really all over the environment. And there was something in those papers that changed everything, and that was the fact that, well, first of all, by 1990, DuPont had dumped 7,100 tons of PFOA sludge into that landfill fill. And this was the opening, first of all, that they knew that PFOAs were in there. And then you had to know what DuPont's own studies had showed about PFOAs. DuPont understood that PFOA caused cancerous testicular, pancreatic, and liver tumors in laboratory animals. One laboratory study suggested possible DNA damage from PFOA exposure, and a study of workers linked exposure to prostate cancer. So this was all known by DuPont, yet they continue to put out this product. So in 1993, because there was some resistance against this product, PFOA, they decided to make another product similar. But the point is, you know, the interesting point is that the EPA cannot investigate a product unless it's been found to be dangerous. At that point, they'll investigate. That's under the 1976 Toxic Substance Control Act, which states the EPA can test chemicals only when it has been provided evidence of harm. So in other words, these chemicals do not have to be tested for safety before they're unleashed on the public. And then you have to prove harm, and you saw how difficult it was to prove harm. They had the experts in there, and they didn't blame the chemical. They blamed the owner of the cattle. There's more to this when we come back. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli. Maybe by the time we come back from this break, she'll be here. We'll see.
No, unfortunately, Dr. Slavin, I am at an absolute standstill and have been in the same spot for 15 minutes.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
So much for that. Well, don't take the turnpike then, right? You're on the turnpike.
Right.
Going south.
So, yeah, terrible, terrible traffic jam from just north of the Sawgrass Expressway. So if you can get off at the Sawgrass, do it.
All right. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. We'll be back right after this.
Have you ever heard of someone going to see the doctor for a checkup or a sore throat or some common complaint, and in that visit they were diagnosed with a much more serious issue? The story I remember is the one about someone taking blood tests before cosmetic surgery, and those blood tests saved the life of the patient by discovering colon cancer. So don't be surprised. Come to Advanced Medical Testing for comprehensive testing to assure wellness. Call 754-216-2332 to schedule an appointment and get the information you need about advanced medical testing, or visit amtcenters.com. That's 754-216-2332. Or amtcenters.com.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health, but want to do it from the comfort of your home? Now you can conveniently schedule remote consultations with Janet Cimarelli at janetcimarelli.com. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations via phone, Skype, or email, with the convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Schedule your appointment with Janet, and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at JanetCimarelli.com. And tune in to hear Janet on Natural Doc Radio, Monday through Friday, 10 a.m., right here on this station.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us on the road, Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And I guess you haven't moved since we last spoke.
Not an inch.
Is there flooding on the road?
It isn't a flood. It's a very bad accident. And apparently the ability of the responders to get to the accident was impaired because there's nothing happening. So apparently the accident still must have all three lanes closed.
All right. We have another, 40 minutes to the show. Maybe by then we can give our listeners an update on traffic.
Update, right.
All right. And all right, Janet, just so you know, Janet is coming southbound from Boca on the turnpike. And this is where the problem is. You said around the Sawgrass?
Well, the problem is at Coconut Creek Parkway, but the slowdown with the traffic tends to happen right around the Sawgrass. So if you have an opportunity to get off at the Sawgrass, do it. Because even getting off, I'm at Sample Road, and even getting off at Sample Road is very, very difficult. And the backup of the traffic trying to get on to the turnpike, they're all backed up all over Sample.
All right.
That's a crazy morning.
Mm-hmm. Okay, we're talking about Teflon, or the PFOAs, the toxic chemicals that are included in or used in making the nonstick cookware, but also fire retardants and stain-resistant things made by DuPont. Despite knowing of its hazards, they went ahead and released it on the public. And the interesting thing is, under the 1976 Toxic Substance Control Act, the Environmental Protection Agency can only test chemicals when it's been provided evidence of harm. And you know how hard that is to show?
That doesn't sound like they're the protection agency, that you have to prove harm before they're going to protect you. It's too late to protect you after harm has been done.
It depends who they're protecting, right?
Right.
Yeah, see, we're under the assumption the EPA is protecting the public. Maybe that's the wrong assumption. So the interesting thing is, so you have to show harm before the EPA can even get in there and evaluate the problem. But here's an interesting point. In the last 40 years, the EPA has restricted only 5 chemicals. And that's 5 chemicals out of tens of thousands on the market. Now, how's that sound?
Not very well-protected citizens.
So the lawyer that's been involved in this case from the beginning pursued a class action lawsuit against DuPont on behalf of everyone who had been drinking the PFO-tainted water. Now, it's not just the cows drinking the water in the stream. This chemical has worked its way into the drinking supplies now. So this class action suit included 70,000 people in 6 water districts and dozens of private wells. Then at the same time, the EPA began its own investigation of PFOA based on the information that was provided. In 2002, the EPA announced PFOA may pose a health risk to the public. And the way it does this is it via contaminated water and through Teflon cookware. Now, when you cook on Teflon, the heating of the Teflon also releases these gases into the environment, so you can also breathe them in, besides perhaps contaminating the food you're cooking with. DuPont's own research showed that when its nonstick cookware is heated, it breaks down into no less than 15 toxic gases and particles, mostly fluorine-based. So The information was out there, but nobody bothered doing anything about it. Then in the year 2005, I just want to go back when all this started. The farmer sold the land to DuPont. Let's see, what year was that? That was around 1980-ish or something. 1980s, in the early 1980s, he sold the land to DuPont. And now we're up to the year 2005. So 25 years later, the EPA finally fined DuPont $16.5 million for violating the Toxic Substances Control Act by withholding decades worth of information about health hazards associated with PFOA. 25 years it's taken. At this time, that fine was the largest the EPA had ever assessed, yet it represented less than 2% of the profits DuPont had earned on PFOAs that one year. So it really wasn't a deterrent. And I can't, Jen, I remember hearing negative things about Teflon, but I don't remember hearing really much about this lawsuit. Do you recall anything?
I don't recall anything about this lawsuit, but let me tell you an experience of a family member. They bought some new furniture. The fabric was covered with Scotchgard. The family members started having rashes. Rashes on their calves and the back of their legs, on their knees, on the underside of their arms. And they couldn't figure out what it was. And then they started, examining it and taking a little bit more notice. And what they discovered was that the only place where there was a rash was where their skin was exposed, not covered by clothing, exposed to the fabric on the furniture that they had just purchased. And so they went back to the store to say that the furniture was giving them a rash, and they wanted a replacement without Scotchgard. And it took months and months and months before of quite a bit of legal wrangling to get the furniture store, number one, to take back the furniture, and then the next challenge was to get furniture that was not treated with Scotchgard. So, and you think about, okay, well, here's the rash, that's visible. But once again, just like I talked about the outgassing from Teflon, when you heat it, outgassing of certainly the Scotchgard, but also we talked about chemical yesterday, formaldehyde, and a lot of fabrics are treated with formaldehyde to set the color. And it's very, very interesting. We have no idea what the problem is with Scotchgard Teflon individually, but then when you consider how they are being combined with other chemicals, the chemicals that are used in paneling, people putting up sheets of wood-like paneling, that is contaminated with formaldehyde. So the combination of the gases from your Scotchgard, the potential combination of Scotchgard and formaldehyde, you're dealing with absolutely deadly mixes of unknown consequences. Dr. Slavin?
Okay. This information about the dangers of PFOAs have been published in many peer-reviewed papers now, and the researchers have linked PFOAs to ulcerative colitis, high cholesterol, pregnancy-induced hypertension, thyroid disease, and testicular and kidney cancer. So what's the latest now? So DuPont no longer uses the PFOAs or C8. It's fully removing the chemical from all the bodies of, well, here's the problem, though. Fully removing the chemicals from all the bodies of water and the bloodstreams of people, because when they tested people around the world and even animals around the world, they were finding PFOAs present in their bodies. And that's because it is extremely chemically stable. It doesn't break down. In fact, scientists say it never breaks down. So C8 can be expected to remain on the planet well after humans are gone from it. So instead
Dr.
of using
Slavin,
the...
What's that, Dr. Slavin, they... I can never remember the astrophysicist's name in Great Britain who is handicapped, and his most latest...
Stephen Hawking?
Stephen Hawking, thank you. Stephen Hawking saying the greatest harm to the human race is going to come from human activity. And here is a very, very specific and real example of this.
Well, so here's a warning that was issued a short time ago from 200 scientists from 40 countries. They call it the Madrid Statement. They warn about the harmful effects of all fluorochemicals. In other words, all chemicals that have fluoride in it. And it lists many of the documented health effects associated with the old long-chain fluoridated chemicals. And this includes liver toxicity, adverse neurobehavioral effects, tumors in multiple organ systems, liver malfunction, high cholesterol, reduced birth weight and size, a disruption of lipid metabolism and the immune and endocrine systems, neonatal toxicity and death, testicular and kidney cancers, hypothyroidism, ulcerative colitis, obesity. And there's a couple more here I want to go to before the break. Decreased immune response to vaccines and reduced hormone levels and delayed puberty. So I think there's a little bit more to this, and how we can do as much as we can to protect ourselves from these harmful chemicals. But right now it's time for a break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, joined with Janice Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist, and we'll be back right after this.
Advanced Medical Testing Centers is proud to sponsor Natural Doc Radio, co-hosted by Dr. Herbert Slavin, MD, and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. Tune in to Natural Doc Radio each weekday morning, 10 a.m., right here on this station, sponsored by Advanced Medical Testing Centers.
The Institute of Advanced Medicine introduces holistic and comprehensive ways to maintain your health, maintain your energy and immunity, your flexibility and your wellness. The team of specialists at the Institute of Advanced Medicine offer all the services to enhance and support all categories of function, health, and well-being. You can call 954-748-4991 to make an appointment today. 954-748-4991.
Progress in your travels.
Aha. Okay. I am moving very, very slowly, probably 5 miles an hour, stop and go. But I am moving. So there has been progress.
All right. So that's good. We've been talking about PFOAs, specifically Teflon, or the PFOAs used in Teflon, used in fire retardants and stain-resistant products. You know, they put that on carpeting as well. And, you know, I went through a list of all the different problems associated with it. And they say it's not just, it's probably any exposure to fluoride on a regular basis, which makes me think, too, about why are we adding fluoride to water when we see how dangerous it can be. And then they go on to say here, although some of the long-chain PFAs have been are being regulated or phased out, you know, here's the laughable part of this. The most common replacements are short-chain PFAs with similar structures or compounds with fluorinated segments joined together. So they, you know, you got rid of one chemical, but since you don't have to test a new chemical until you can prove harm, they can just replace it with a similar one, completely different chemical, to do the same thing. They say the new chemical is still fluorinated, but it's supposedly less bioaccumulative. However, it's going to affect the environment the same way. So what do you have to do here? Well, first of all, I think you have to be aware of where these chemicals are being used. So they're being used in pre-treated products that have stain repellents on it, like furniture and carpets. They're being used in water and or stain repellent clothing, flame retardant chemicals need to be avoided. Now, here's one that I wasn't really...
have been going to bed in flame-retardant pajamas for years and years and years.
That's true. And here's another one. Fast food and carry-out foods, and the reason to avoid them as the wrappers that they're wrapped in are typically treated with PFCs. Also,
wow.
Microwave popcorn. PFOA may not only... be present in the inner coating of the bag and may also migrate to the oil from the packaging during heating. So instead use old-fashioned stovetop popcorn. Nonstick cookware. It's not just the pots and pans, it's the kitchen utensils too. So you have to think about that. And but here's something else you have to know. The alternatives to these products might be aluminum, stainless steel, or copper, but you have to know this as well. Aluminum is strongly suspected in relationship to Alzheimer's disease. Stainless steel has alloys in it, which include nickel, chromium, molybdenum, and carbon. And a lot of people may have nickel allergies. This may be a consideration. Copper cookware is not recommended because most copper pans come lined with other metals, and they create some concerns as well as copper toxicity. So,
okay, so ceramic cookware.
That seems to be what's left is ceramic cookware. And then they also say here, Oral-B Glide floss. So the dental floss... And other personal care products may contain PTFE, which is another fluoro or perfluoro ingredient. So you got to—I don't know if they put those on the list of ingredients. So we just talked about one toxic chemical that we're being exposed to, and it's in the water supply. It's been found to be in people, and that's just one. And then here's another one. How many are out there? We said there are tens of thousands of chemicals being used. Only five have been withdrawn from the market by the Environmental Protection Agency. And here's one from Bethpage, New York. Trichloroethylene. I guess they found a lot of that up in that area because it's used to manufacture aerospace products. But they're finding it in the... primarily the drinking water. Up in that area, by the way, you have Northrop Grumman, and it's no longer involved in manufacturing, although it still continues to maintain facilities on its 600-acre property, and they're trying to clean up this whole area for decades already. There's about a 4.5 mile by 3.5 mile plume of underground contamination, and it's causing new concerns about the fact that now high levels of the solvent have been found to exist more than 60 stories below the ground, flowing southward toward Long Island communities. Now, I remember, and I don't know if it's related to this or not, you know, these problems have been going on for years before they reached the light of day, so to speak, and people find out about it. But remember there were areas in Long Island that were like cancer belts? And, you know, who really knows the impact of all these chemicals? And here's another one, Janet, and this one you probably have a chance to see in the stores, and I wonder what they're using there. And that's the question of whether candles might be cancer-causing. And the headline...
The different types of candles. There are candles that are more expensive and are very, very pure, but there are a lot of candles with scents added to them. There are a lot of candles that have colors, and then also the wax is contaminated with toxic substances. So when you're burning those candles, yes, indeed, you're gassing into your home environment very significant toxic accumulation.
That's correct. There's mounting evidence that suggests that perfume-scented candles may actually be polluting your home with a cocktail of chemicals that can kill. But there are ways to, or at least there are supposedly chemicals out there that are safer than other chemicals. And I think if you're going to burn candles, you want to know about that. Let's see if I can give you a little bit more information there. And you mentioned earlier about formaldehyde. So what they found is... most of the chemicals that concerned about, one of them was limonene. It's a citrus-smelling agent frequently used in scented candles. And I guess limonene on its own is not a bad problem, but and it's recognized as safe by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. But here's what they discovered. Once it's sprayed into the air, it may react with other naturally occurring gases to create formaldehyde. So now we know formaldehyde is a human carcinogen, and they say for every 2 molecules of limonene, 1 molecule of formaldehyde can be produced. So therefore, you know, there's something else to worry about. Now, you mentioned earlier about formaldehyde. It's used in a lot of different products, pressed wood products such like particle board, plywood, fiberboard. It's used in glues and adhesives. It's used in permanent press fabrics, paper product coatings, certain insulation materials. And it's also used as a fungicide. It's, you know, kind of interesting, all the different ways that formaldehyde is used, even though it's a known human carcinogen.
Picture with regard to the formaldehyde is it is a neurotoxin. So concentrated exposure to it creates a neurological impairment.
And that's not even debated anymore about whether the formaldehyde is safe or not. It's not safe. So for those of you that like to burn candles, here are some better choices. Don't buy synthetically scented candles, and look for candles made from beeswax, which might be a good alternative. Also, here's the interesting thing too: they're making candles from soy, but many of them still contain the synthetic fragrances and dyes, and when you burn it, they're released into the environment. But here's the other thing to think about. 90% of soy is genetically engineered. So if you buy those candles, you're supporting Monsanto. So they say beeswax candles that are scented with essential oils are much more environmentally friendly. And so that may be a good alternative.
One of the things that people can do is you can buy plain beeswax candles. You can purchase your own essential oils, and you can put absolutely wonderful scented oils in your candles on your own. So you can make the personal scent that you will enjoy, and you will not be polluting your indoor environment.
And here's another good idea for everybody to think about. Fill your home with plants, because plants can help reduce toxins in the air, including formaldehyde. And some of these plants that are recommended, English ivy, geraniums, lavender, and many ferns work best for absorbing this chemical. So just a thought. I don't know which plants grow best indoors down in Florida, but are they selling plants in the health food stores?
Say that again, Dr.
Are they selling any plants in the health food stores? Because it could be helpful.
Very interesting question. I think sometimes, yes, indeed, some places are selling. They're selling live herbs and decorative plants.
All right. So I think that's a thought that people might consider, adding some plants to their indoor environment to help improve the quality of the air inside. And also, and I always remind people, whenever we get a cool day down here, open all the doors and windows as much as you can to your house and, you know, air it out, you know, get all those chemicals that have been outgassed, you know, from all the different objects in the house out, so you improve the quality of the air in your house that way. It's time for another break. When we come back and talk about how big companies think about things differently than we do, and yet they put out a lot of disinformation out. And I'll pass along some of that when we come back after this break. You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and Janice Emerle, licensed nutritionist, is still on our way. We'll be back right after this.
Current medical treatment addresses problems and symptoms when your ship of health has gone aground, hit the shoals of disease, so to speak. Now, advanced medical testing helps to guide you through the stormy seas of disease. The information from high-tech lab tests such as Doctor's Data, SpectraCell, Cleveland Heart Lab, Access, Health Diagnostics Laboratory, and Genova. These advanced tests assist you and your doctor to navigate the treacherous waters of disease development. Call 754-216-2332 to find out more, or visit amtcenters.com.
Janet Cimarelli is a licensed nutrition counselor and co-host of Natural Doc Radio. Are you in search of the fountain of youth, trying to figure out how to stay young and healthy? There are three main factors that will determine how well you age. The good news is you can take control of all of them and dramatically slow down your aging process. Through her remote counseling sessions, she works with many clients to help them manage these three areas to stay young, vibrant, and healthy. She can help you maintain optimal health that will have you looking and feeling young again. She offers sessions through telephone, Skype, or email. Sessions are 30 minutes long, and she provides you with the in-depth knowledge and information you need to slow the aging process. Schedule your appointment today at JanetCimarelli.com. Don't wait. Your clock is ticking.
You're listening to Natural Doc Radio. I'm Dr. Herb Slavin, and joining us today is Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist. And Janet, how goes your travels?
Okay, my travels. I am pulling into the Institute of Advanced Medicine as we speak. The accident on the Turnpike and Coconut Creek Parkway was absolutely devastating. It included both sides of the Turnpike. It looked like some car might have gone over the dividing wall from the north and southbound lanes. And there were plenty of responders, police directing traffic, lots and lots of response there. And it looks like, for the most part, the traffic is beginning to move easily. So I'm hanging up at the moment. Actually, I'll just stay on this phone, sit in the parking lot until we finish the radio show.
You're not going to come in? You're going to stay in the car?
Well, okay, if I hang up, okay, I'll...
No, you don't have to hang up. Keep talking while you come in.
Okay. No, I'm going to stay in the car because I have things to carry in with me. It's
okay.
Yeah, so I'll finish
all
up
right.
on here.
Okay. So here's the last bit of information I wanted to pass along today because it's kind of interesting, just... how industry thinks about things. We know that there's a dispute, I guess, about whether or not to legalize marijuana. And, of course, there are people that are for legalizing marijuana, and there are other people, obviously, against legalizing marijuana. So you would think, well, you know, the people against the marijuana say, well, we don't need to add another addicting substance to what people can get a hold of. And on the surface, that sounds like a good idea. But maybe that's not the only reason, and that the pharmaceutical companies are against legalizing marijuana. See, I used to think the people against it were the cigarette manufacturers and the liquor industry because it was a competing substance to what they were selling. But here's something else that... it's kind of interesting. The pharmaceutical industry may be against it because it could be competition to some of the drugs that they sell.
Excellent, excellent quality pain relief. Very, very significant relief from seizures. So there's a broad, broad area of pharmaceutical control that would be impacted by the legalization of marijuana.
Well, that's it. The pharmaceutical industries make a lot of money selling pain relievers. You know, all types of pain relievers, including the opiates, and of course, those are legal substances that have the potential to be addictive. But again, the in my opinion, the key here is the importance of relieving people's pain. And you want to do that in the safest way possible. And maybe marijuana might be a safer alternative to relieving people's pain than the narcotics that the drug companies are willing to protect and block the legalization of marijuana. So that's just another possible reason why there's resistance to legalizing marijuana. The drug companies don't want that competition. So, and you know what? What are the drug? This is a multi-billion-dollar fight here. The drug companies make billions of dollars a year selling the drugs. So that may be the other reason. I think they say here.
Dr. Slavin, did you say millions or did you say billions with a B?
Billions. They make around 11 billion with a B annual opioid sales. And I think they see they're losing some of that money as more and more states legalize or decriminalize marijuana for medical or even recreational use. So that may be the major reason why you see resistance against.